Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hi, I'm Paul F. Tompkins.
And I'm Nicole Parker.
On this podcast, we improvise in character using real posts from a popular neighborhood networking website.
Occasionally, we change the names of some streets.
And that's all you need to know.
And now, please enjoy this episode of
The Neighborhood Listen. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Your neighbor.
Good. In Dignity Falls, you're never alone. You've got the Neighbor Hap app and us.
Bert.
And Joan. From coyotes to mail theft to weird things to sell, we'll cover it all.
And meet new neighbors as well.
We'll chat about any posts you're missing. So just tune in
to the Neighborhood Listen. Welcome once again to The Neighborhood Listen. This is the podcast that takes a look at the neighborhood of Dignity Falls and its inhabitants, who are all very interesting people, if I may say. My name is Burnt Mia Payday. I am one of your hosts, along with
Joan Pedestrian. And let me just say, Burnt, that was the smoothest intro we have had in forever.
It truly was, and I don't know what was
going on. Well done. I want to give you a standing ovation.
No, Joan, please. I wish you would take your seat. Please take your seat at the kitchen.
That got me. That was fantastic.
I don't know how it happened, but maybe it'll happen
butter.
Again.
Smooth did you hear that, babe?
Butter.
I think I did hear that. Yeah, sorry.
He thinks he did.
Yeah.
Oh.
Where you are the engineer, so if you
are you in the cave today, babe?
I'm trying to just do all visual engineering.
Is he where?
In the cave.
The cave.
Yeah, it's just a cave.
It's not a room in the house.
We just dug down and he wanted a cave. He wanted like a...
This is like a hole.
No, it's like the Indiana Jones ride. Have you ever been on that, Burn, to Disneyland? Have you ever been to Disneyland?
You know, I've been to Disneyland once. I got through the entrance. I was overwhelmed and I turned right around and left.
How old were you?
22. I thought I could handle it. But
Bert, did you go by yourself?
I went by myself.
So you just took a trip.
I just took
you
a trip.
You went to go to Disneyland. Trip.
It's a very expensive ticket to just
really,
walk out.
Hey, don't think I wasn't aware of that. I mean, and don't think I didn't feel it.
I wish you had just gone and taken a look before buying a ticket.
I asked for my money back and I said, hey, you know what? I can't handle this. Can I get my, $130 back?
What was it you couldn't handle?
It just the sights, the sounds, the smells. It was everything.
Just the joy, the popcorn, the train.
I walk in, you see that big flower arrangement. And I was like, I just started imagining all the people.
The flowers
that
put
on
you
it.
Off.
That was the beginning of it.
Wow.
That was the tip of the spear.
Oh, Burnt. This is the saddest story I've ever heard about the happiest place on earth.
I hear it's fun.
It is fun. Well, anyways, they have this ride. And actually, I think it's kind of like you wanted it to be half pirates, half Indiana Jones, right, babe?
That's right.
Right. So yep. The line, both.
Two favorites.
Both. Those are his favorites.
What does
he loves
mean,
the cave rides.
He wants
rides.
It to be half.
Okay. So there's this ride. You've heard the movies, Pirates of the Caribbean, however you want to say it.
I prefer
there's,
Caribbean.
Oh, you do.
Always.
So do I.
It's
Even
more fun to say Caribbean.
Right. It is more fun to
but
say Caribbean.
But Caribbean food.
I know. Caribbean is more appropriate, I suppose. But anyhow.
Not for pirates. They're famously inappropriate.
And so that's an underground ride at Disneyland. You go on and you're basically in the cave for like a long time. You go on this.
In a cave?
Yeah, well, yeah. It's like in a cavern, if you will. Okay. It's a cave / cavern. I don't know what makes a cave a cavern.
Starting to sound
I don't know
like
what makes a cavern a cave.
My darling Clementine. In a cavern.
And he's got stalactites and stalagmites, You got to have them. You got to have them both.
Stalagmites might be above you.
Yes.
Stalactites hold tight to the ceiling.
You should have made it into the park because you would have seen a bunch of stalagmites and stalactites. So we've got those.
Just look up. There they are.
Or look down.
What is that? Stalactites hold tight to the ceiling. Stalagmites might be above you.
Oh, I got it wrong. Wow, that happened.
Wait,
fast.
So they're both on the ceiling?
Yes.
Oh, but you know what? I know, but there's a ride where they have them coming up from the bottom.
Oh, no.
There is. Well,
those are just cones.
Like safety cones?
Yeah.
So the ride was broken.
That's not a stalag anything.
So Thunder Mountain was broken when I saw that?
Not a stalag anything.
That's a stalag anything.
Stalag neutral.
It's a stalag, stalag not. Is that a t-shirt?
I beg your pardon?
Well, you know, stalag sometimes when people say fun things on a podcast, they say, that's a t-shirt.
Oh, right.
So I've always wanted to do that.
What would the t-shirt be? Would it just be stalagnots?
And it would a picture just say stalagnots. Just like a, just an orange cone.
Yeah.
That's what it would
that's
be.
All you need.
Were the stalagnots from Land of the Lost? They were those lizard creatures?
Yeah. You mean the Sleestaks?
Sleestaks! What a great name.
It was a great name.
Sleestak.
Yeah, just a bunch of people in green outfits.
Yes.
Just sloshing around.
They didn't have enough to go
and
around.
I was terrified of them as
they
a child.
Terrifying.
Terrifying.
Remember the one wore a nice tunic.
Is that right?
Yes.
I would like
we call
a nice
him the
tunic.
Mitch McNutt of the Sleestaks.
Oh, Mitch McNutt.
Turtleneck and tunic. TNT. All right, now I don't know how we got so off topic, but
he's in the cave.
And not the wine cave.
Not though, no, that's different. This is an actual cave where like he's putting in bat sounds, you know.
He's putting in bat sounds.
Yeah.
Again, the wine cave had bats, but these are bats.
This is a bat.
Real bats
cave.
In the wine cave, fake bats in the real cave.
Oh, like the old
Ooh,
saying.
Like the
real
old
bats
saying.
For the wine cave, fake bats for the real cave.
That's the way of saying someone's not mentally well.
That's what? Really?
No, that's just the old Dignity Falls way of saying it.
That's right.
It used to be bats in the belfry.
That's right.
Right?
But at Dignity Falls, we say
real bats in the wine cave.
Real bats in the wine cave, fake bats in the real cave.
Now, that's that a shirt.
That's a shirt. That's absolutely a shirt.
It's absolutely a shirt. Front back.
Hey, we sold shirts. How did they do? Do you know?
I don't know. But we did.
Did anyone ever buy
one?
We
did. We had a shirt of the famous billboard that welcomes you to Dignity Falls of a Jeremiah Jordan type.
Who's Jeremiah Jordan?
Sorry, Jeremiah Johnson.
Famous basketball
Jeremiah
player?
Jeremiah Jordan's my friend from college. Jeremiah Johnson. Jeremiah Johnson is the Robert Redford character.
Oh, and
he's become such a meme
you think
now.
That meme, everyone thinks it's Zach Galifianakis, but it's Robert
Redford.
Is
that right?
Yes. And if you were Zach Galifianakis, don't you feel great?
I think so.
That people are saying, oh,
that's
I thought
a young
you were,
Robert Redford.
I thought Robert Redford was you for a second.
Oh, covered in a lot of hair and an entirely fur suit.
That's right.
But yes, and it's him wrestling a bear. And that's our welcome to Dignity Falls as you drive in and as you drive
out.
Yes,
it's a miner and a bear charging at each other.
Right. Yes.
They're looking out at the viewer,
yes.
Taking the time to look out at the viewer.
Correct. To welcome you.
To welcome you, yes. Uh-huh. Even though they're about
in
to be
the
locked
middle
in
of
combat.
Battle. Yes.
And then when you leave town, of course, the sign is the bear and the miner with their arms around each other in you know, with the aftermath of the battle, the miner's guts are falling out.
Correct.
His intestines are spilling out of his open wounds.
Uh-huh.
And the sign says, that's Dignity Falls for you.
That's Dignity Falls for you. That's what we say.
And they're beautiful shirts.
I think they're
absolutely
gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And I don't know that we've ever sold a single one.
Let us know if you've purchased a shirt.
Send us pictures.
I've been trying to fold them. In the merch room, and it's taken a while.
What does that mean, Doug? So people have bought them or
folding.
They haven't bought them?
I think they have bought them. They're on back order.
And they're waiting for you to fold them.
Right. I have
Doug,
to ship them
when
out.
Doug and I went on an Alaskan cruise a couple years ago.
Congrats.
And he could... Thank you. It was a big deal. It was a big bucket list item. And he could not get enough of... What those people, what people on a cruise do when they're cleaning the rooms, they make little animals
Absolutely.
Out of the
I've
towels.
Heard of this, yes,
Doug thought that was the greatest thing in the world. Like, I mean, he'd rush through dinner to get home and see what they did
on the Alaskan cruise. Do they do any sort of Alaskan animals? Do they do
a
moose?
Sure, they're giving you a seal. They did a whale.
But these are all, I feel like these would be on regular cruises, but on the Alaskan cruise, is there anything, you know, specific to Alaska?
Why couldn't they do Alaskan a moose salmon? On a Caribbean or Caribbean cruise?
Well, why would they do a moose there?
Because it's a whole entire week. I mean, you run out of animals. I mean,
hey, pipe down. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? All of them? Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. Look, we have one of these. We absolutely love it. We have gotten it as gifts for our families, separate families, me and my wife, not me and Nicole. I know, because it's we and we both host the show and you're thinking, oh, Paul and Nicole. No, me and my wife. We have separate lives. We're allowed to. Stop shipping us. Look, these frames are so great. Digital frames, remember how they used to suck so bad? You will not believe how good this frame is. It is absolutely terrific. We look at this thing every day. We're at home and it changes the photo. We look over like, oh my God, remember that time? You are able to put into this thing the best moments of your life and be reminded of them over and over again. It's absolutely wonderful. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting auraframes.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is auraframes.com. Use code TNL at checkout to save. Terms and condition, you better believe they apply.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
They did. I don't think that they're thinking thematically, but I guess that they should.
Are we talking about the same thing? It wasn't really a family cruise.
Yes, I think.
I'm asking why on the Alaskan cruise they wouldn't do a moose, but then you brought up the Caribbean cruise, and I thought you thought they would do a moose there.
Here's why, okay? I took the kids, just me, on a Disney cruise with another mom friend. Sure. And that was in the Caribbean.
Now, the kids were Jalliope.
And the twins, Matt and Caboosh. Yes.
Yes.
And so and they loved it then. But Doug hadn't gotten to experience the towel situation. Now, on a Disney cruise, they were doing all sorts of magical animals. It had nothing to do because it's for kids.
All those characters to choose from.
Of course. But
a frog.
A frog. Yes. Or a moose, you know,
the flying carpet from Aladdin.
That'd be so easy.
Just lay it out there. Yeah.
But the Alaskan cruise wasn't a family themed cruise. Mm. So I think that's possibly why, you know, they weren't so.
They pull back on the towels.
They pull back on the whimsy. A little bit.
Well, Alaska's a rough place.
Well, it's not for the weak.
Did they allow you to shoot wolves from the boat?
What? What are you talking about, Bert?
Well, I know they do.
What do you think happens on cruises?
I know they do helicopter hunting of wolves.
Good.
Where you
Lord,
can go up in a
true?
Helicopter. Yes.
Oh, I don't like that at all. I don't like that.
It sounds very unsporting.
So how did you even hear about that?
I think it was because of vice presidential hopeful Sarah Palin.
Oh boy,
was doing it.
Well, that's not a surprise.
And it made the national news.
Did you ever hunt, Bert?
When I was a kid, I remember in the Scouts, and it was not the Boy Scouts, just the Scouts.
Oh, just the Scouts.
Yes, which was a Dignity Falls. Unique to Dignity Falls. We are not affiliated with the Boy Scouts.
No. It was an offshoot.
Everybody was welcome.
Uh-huh.
Nobody wanted to do it. So it was me and three other kids.
And
they gave us
a 98-year-old man,
day.
I believe.
A 98. Yeah, there's no, they forgot to put any kind of age range.
Yes, because it said anyone.
Yeah, so there's a 90, how old did you say?
98.
98-year-old man.
Well, that's what you said.
There was a six-month-old child.
Yes.
That just got dropped off every day.
Oh, boy. I mean, daycare is expensive.
Daycare is expensive. The Scouts are free.
Scouts are free.
Scouts are free.
Daycare, that was their motto.
Scouts are free.
Daycare is expensive. Scouts are free.
That's right. They put it in Latin on the sash. And Yeah, so we would hunt, we would go gigging. We would go looking for frogs.
Gigging. That's what it's called?
Yes.
Oh, that's so cute. I thought you meant you were like hanging out at coffee shops and doing poetry.
Slam poetry?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember years ago, the Gap had a commercial where they had a slam poet? They had some poet on the stage.
Oh, I think I remember
that. And here's what I remember. He said, okay. Sky fits heaven, so ride it. Mother fits child, so hold your baby tight. And the face they adorn, and then something about the jeans.
You That's remember a lot more jeans. Than I thought you were going
to
say.
I used to remember the whole thing.
You just launched it in, like you were quoting Yeats.
I used to, you know, I'm ashamed of this now, but when I was a young man, I used to use it on dates.
You did not, Bert!
I pretend it was my own, yes.
Oh my gosh. I'm not proud of that. That's hilarious. That. I just love that you were on a date
it
once.
Work like a charm. Well, I mean, you know, I'm not.
Joan.
So, thank you, Doug.
I'm just saying, I'm having a hard time getting him out there in the world now. I wasn't meaning to be insulting. I'm so sorry if I hurt your feelings.
No, it's like when I was younger, of course, I played the field.
I like envisioning a young virile burnt out, you know, plagiarizing a Gap ad to get some action.
Absolutely. And it worked like a charm. Like there was not a woman who could resist it. And one man.
And one man. So when you were at the Scouts, you would go gigging for frogs.
Yes, we would look for frogs. And then we would catch them, and then we would cook and eat them.
Oh, my. Mm. Wow. And the flower beds at Disneyland were too much for you.
No frogs in those, though.
True. Oh, I would have killed to have seen a frog poking his head out there. I would have known everything was all right.
Oh, wow. And then you would have eaten them, I guess.
Well, not now.
No, not now.
This was an imperative.
I understand. You needed the protein. You were in survival mode.
I want you to know. I don't just see
just
any frog.
Willy-nilly, just bite a head off.
Okay, Ozzy Osbourne style.
I just love frogs.
You do
Are
love
there frogs,
frogs
in the cave, babe?
I think there should be.
I would love to have a few.
I'm thinking about a Caribbean moose. That's all I can think about now. I think we should put
Over
that in the cave.
Sea.
Oh, yeah. That's why we were even talking about that. Why were we talking about the towels? Oh, I know. Because that's how he's trying to fold the t-shirts in the merch room.
Right.
He's trying to fold them like different animals.
Right. To ship to customers.
No, he just wants to store them that way in the merch room.
That seems unpractical. Impractical.
I mean, have you met my husband? We have a cave. We have two caves in our house, Bernd.
Vastly different sizes.
That's the issue you have.
Vastly different sizes.
Yeah.
The shirts are we talking about?
No, the caves. I mean, this cave I'm in right now is basically the size of my body.
I think also the fact that we offered the shirts only in 4XL and XS is probably
that doesn't
a
give
hindrance.
Enough of a, that's too much of a range.
Yeah, too much of a range.
Well, I guess we should take a break because we have a guest, right?
Yes, we do. I was
Doug
confused.
Doug looks all the guests.
I was momentarily confused.
Guest, right?
How long have we been going, Doug?
Oh, about, give me my minute. Give me Doug's, my minute.
Oh, one Doug of, always takes a minute.
Minutes. The Doug's minute.
An engineer minute. And it always takes exactly a minute.
14, 53, 54 and counting.
He's just going to keep on going.
That honestly
Let's do
took,
a minute of him just counting.
That took all of my will and strength
oh,
out of me.
Oh, Bert, no, it's fine. But it means we can keep on talking.
What he was doing, the seconds passing by.
It took all the strength out of you.
It took everything out of me.
Oh, my goodness.
But, I mean, we still have to do the show. So I'll have to just rally.
What can we do? Wow. What can we do to help you? You
no, I'm fine.
Tell me about something that you did with the gang lately, your friends
no,
from work.
I'm sick of talking about myself, John. I want to hear about you.
Oh, well, okay. What do you want to hear about?
Well, what is up with the kids now? What's up with Jalliope?
Jalliope's in her senior year of high school.
Uh-huh.
Matt and Caboosh are in, junior college.
Right.
And they are doing okay.
you seem a little, I don't know, you do you not know exactly how they're doing, or are you trying to put a brave face on it?
Well, I just haven't heard from them for a little while.
Right.
And they are at a junior college outside of town.
Right.
And you're getting lower and lower.
I'm sorry.
I didn't mean
makes me feel uneasy because it makes me feel like you're more concerned with everything I say.
Oh, I'm so
what you know, like, what? Right, right.
Oh, I'm getting, you know, like, more
it's
concerned
getting
with
that. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. With no, the, no. With
I'm
the
I'm just trying to listen and be an attentive listener.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Let me go back to Jalipe. She's in her senior year of high school, right, and she doesn't know what she wants to do yet. Right. She's thinking, oh, what? Wait a minute. You're doing it again.
I don't mean to do it. I apologize.
Closing your eyes helps.
What do you mean?
What? Yeah. Who are you talking to and what do you mean?
To Bert. for listening.
Oh, are you
good
making
listening
a joke closing about my how to listen to me? Yes. To
oh,
close
it's not
your
a joke.
Eyes. Because he sleeps. That's what happens.
You're saying closing your
he
eyes helps
his
listening.
Eyes. He closes his eyes and he goes, I'm listening. This is easier for me to listen to you, babe. This way you get my full attention.
Right.
And then I'm talking. And then I look over.
You realize
he's out.
Yes.
Yeah, he's out. Oh. So don't tell him that. We can't have him falling asleep on the podcast, babe. But
I
nice
didn't
try.
Realize I was asleep.
Doug has that problem sometimes.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we
you know, I had a girlfriend years ago. We would watch TV. And, you know, she would, you know, she'd be on a couch.
Okay.
I'd be in a chair and she'd be on a couch and she would,
right,
she always had to stretch out completely on the couch. And then we'd watch TV and she would always fall asleep.
Uh-huh.
And then she always seemed surprised that she fell asleep.
Like, did she do the jerk awake?
No, she didn't do the jerk awake,
oh,
but the show would be over. Like she'd hear the noise of the credits or uh-huh whatever would wake her up and she went, oh, I fell asleep, as if it was strange that getting in a completely prone position with a blanket on top of you would cause you to fall asleep at night.
Was that what caused the end of the relationship?
No, it was, oh, I wish.
Oh. That sounds dark.
She joined the Merchant Marines.
Oh, wait a minute.
Not a word.
I swear I know this story. I swear you said that
have
before.
I told you the story before?
I think you have. It would probably have been a couple of years ago. Merchant Marines, you just don't hear that phrase every day. And that
so
just
true
stuck out in my head.
So true.
Yeah. But Jalipe is doing pretty well. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know what she wants to do next year. She might just take a year off.
Gap year.
Yeah, gap year. And
Europe?
Just work at the Gap.
Oh, work at the Gap. Sky fits heaven, so ride it. Mother fits child, so hold your baby tight.
Every time you say Mother Fitzchild, I feel like her last name is Fitzchild. Like
it's a good name.
Yes. I can't think
hello
of it
I'm
as
Mother Fitzchild.
Exactly.
It's a good nun name.
She sounds like a famous poet.
Sure.
Well, Doug is working on a book of poems.
Doug, is this true?
It is true. I only have one so far.
And are these the rhyming kind or are these the free verse?
It's free verse. Well, he's a mix of both.
Is that the term or is it blank verse?
I think it's just verse.
I think there's okay internal
well,
that, rhymes.
Well, it's different. If it's
then what are those terms that I just used? What are they called? What do they do?
I think if it's Shakespearean, it's something different. And that's what I was getting confused with. Right. Iambic pentameter or verse. That's like a whole separate thing.
Okay.
I'm not the writer. I'm the actress.
Believe in the sky.
Believe.
Oh, wait. He's doing one.
Where pigeons fly.
Oh, so that was.
Is always smiling.
Believe in the sky where pigeons fly is
always
smiling.
Okay. Actually, I don't mind it. I kind of like
I
that.
I don't. It sounds like
is
poetry.
Is that a t-shirt?
It does sound like poetry.
That might be a t-shirt.
It might be a t-shirt.
It might be an existing t-shirt for all I know.
Could be.
I like that bit. That's cute. See, he's doing great.
Can I? What is it again?
Believe in the sky.
Believe in the sky.
Where
the
pigeons
fly.
It helps to close your eyes.
It does. It honestly
see?
Helps. Doug, when you're right, you're right.
You're going to want to really focus on each word.
Believe
in
the
sky
where
pigeons
fly
is always smiling.
Like, is the sky always smiling?
That's my question.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Who's always smiling in your mind, babe?
Well, I don't like to give all the answers away.
Fair.
It's really up to
the poet's
reader.
Prerogative.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah.
The PP.
Sure.
The PP. It's not a t-shirt.
That's why I tried to ask for a PPP a loan.
Oh, boy.
Okay, what did now the third P stand for? Or the first?
Pedestrians Pedestrians,
poets, prerogative.
And as so everyone they said, knows, Doug took my last name when we were married. So that's why that comes into play in case someone doesn't remember who's listening.
So you walk out into the bank and you say, I'm Doug Korn Pedestrian. I would like to take out a PPP loan.
No, no, he did it with me. I gave him the loan. That's why it's called Pedestrian.
We have a little bank we operate. It's just more of just a way
I'm just in
keeping,
charge of finances. Yeah. And, you know, when Doug wants to start a project, he writes up a proposal.
But do you go to a room in the house that's the bank?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Is it near the cave?
No. It's about kitty corner.
Meow.
As the crow flies.
Oh, close your eyes.
But
oh, I thought you were doing another.
Oh, I thought it did sound like
I thought you were doing another one. Because I don't know if they're going to all be bird themed.
Is that your métier, Doug? Just birds?
Well, you're going to have to explain that word to him.
I might have to explain it to myself. Because I thought I used it correctly, but now I'm not sure.
Let me close my eyes. Tell me what that is.
Métier is your sort of, your bailiwick, your sort of area of expertise, I think.
I don't know, your expertise, the thing you're known for.
I got to look it up.
Ooh, look here it up. He goes. He's going to look it up. Métier, is that French?
Why?
I'm just going to say assuming. Yes.
I'm assuming.
Not really knowing what either
bailiwick
of those words.
Is a great word.
It's a fun word. It's very Dickensian.
Very much so.
All right.
Okay, he's looking it up, everybody. He's looking it up.
Oh, it's got accents in there.
Do you want a Doug minute? Do you want a Doug minute?
I'm just going to say you need a Doug minute. And you got real upset with Doug's minute.
I don't need a minute.
And now we got a lot of silence.
I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Here, this is from the Oxford English Dictionary. Métier. Let's give a little pronunciation.
Métier.
Nice.
Métier.
Métier. A profession or occupation. And here's the example. Mm. The boy must begin to learn his métier as heir to the throne.
What an example.
Profession or occupation?
Everyday example.
Yeah.
So the answer is no then. Because it's not my profession.
Here's another one.
No.
An occupation or activity that one is good at. And I think that's the
we're looking for hobby though, right? Or were we looking for
Never looking for
hobby. Okay.
If you said that, I didn't hear it. And I certainly
maybe
didn't
because
say
I'm
it.
Thinking it's Doug's hobby. So, because he's right. It's not his profession.
Am I good at it? That's the PP.
Okay. That's the poet's prerogative.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, wouldn't that be the audience's, the reader's prerogative to determine if you're good at it?
No, having to explain it. He doesn't have to explain it, I think, is what we were talking about was his prerogative, right?
Right, but... Okay. An outstanding...
Should we look up prerogative?
An outstanding or advantageous characteristic. The example here, subtlety is not his métier.
Oh, there you go. I like that.
A little saucy.
One. That's fun.
All right, so we don't know if Doug would consider it his métier.
No.
An activity that he is good at.
I feel like I still don't know what it means.
Really? I read three examples.
I would just say strength. That's what I want to say.
Okay, all right.
You know what I mean? It's not his strength, but I know that's not exactly it. I think the word is making me mad.
Okay, we should take a break now.
Yeah, because I need to shake it off. I'm just annoyed
Seeing
now.
Red.
I can't even explain it.
All right, well, we'll take a break and we'll come back.
Understanding that word is not my métier.
You used it perfectly.
Well, then there you go.
We'll be right back with more of The Neighborhood Listen.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, y'all. This is Beth here, calling all Elvis fans.
I have inherited my father-in-law's Elvis Presley collection, and although I do want to keep some things, there are way too many things in this collection. Too many to show here. In fact, I have collector plates, coffee cups, Christmas ornaments, etc. That etc. is doing a lot of heavy lifting, y'all. If you know anyone that is a collector or is interested, please contact me, and I'll let you know what I have, which is a lot. I'll be selling things very cheap just to get rid of them. Yeah, like, in fact, all of this stuff is just $1. I have Elvis Christmas ornaments. I'll sell those for $20, and boy, there's a lot of them. Only four are pictured here out of 129. I don't even understand how they made that many. There's one of him singing, there's one of him in Hawaii, and real cute shorts. Actually, I might keep that one. At home with Elvis, I don't know, here he's in a casino dressed like a Ghostbuster. Listen, my father-in-law was a sweet man. He passed away just a few months ago, and what I got in the will was the Elvis collection. Never mentioned Elvis. We never talked about Elvis. In fact, I didn't even know that he had this. This was hidden in a basement, in a closet, like it was a shameful thing. His wife didn't even know about it, and my husband's no help, and now I'm just surrounded by all these Elvis plates, and you know what? Not gonna lie, they're entering my dreams. I think some of them follow me as I walk past. One is talking to me. So please come and get these. I will throw them at your head for free.
And welcome back to the neighborhood. Listen, we have a guest here with us.
Yes, now,
in case you don't know what we do is, oh, something fell over there, Doug. What happened?
Did something fall in the cave?
Did something fall in the cave?
Was it a stalactite?
That was a cone.
Oh.
Cone right up there on the ceiling.
No. Floor.
Stalagnot. Yeah. Okay, go ahead, Bert.
That's a shirt. What we do is we scour the neighbor app, the social networking app for neighborhoods that everyone uses, and we try to find somebody from here in Dignity Falls that would be fun to talk to or interesting to talk to.
Yeah, both.
Hopefully both. But if not, at least one. We've had some people that were not fun to talk to, but were interesting.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. We've had a few that were neither.
We'll see what this one turns out to be. Now, all right. And so this post was submitted by a listener, Justin Thomas. And if you have a post you'd like to submit, just do a screenshot and send it to burntandjoan@gmail.com, like Justin did. Justin, we thank you for your post. And the post comes to us from Karen. Karen says, to the woman who hooked up with my son last night, I am not his roommate. I am his mother. He's a freeloader, and I'm the one who taught him to put a little bit of nutmeg inside those scrambled eggs. He did not go to culinary school. I hope you get to read this because you're in for a good ride and not allowed back into my house because he needs to get a job. I would have introduced myself had I known he said this to you, but since we live under the same roof, I heard him say this to his friend on the phone. His friend's name is Josh. You probably heard him talk about his friend because he published one book and thinks he is suddenly a famous author. He's also a freeloading slob. Sincerely, Mom. Now, we don't have Karen here. Mm-hmm. What we have is Karen's son, Carlo. Welcome, Carlo, to the Neighborhood Listen.
Hey, you guys. Hi. How funny is my mom, right?
Wow.
She's razzing me. Yeah. She's just razzing.
Yeah.
She's hilarious.
Oh, okay.
So this is not really, is it true what your mother says?
I mean, I absolutely went to culinary school. I mean, I got in. I smelled the smells. I said, this isn't for me. But I did take away some fantastic little tips and tricks.
Okay. So, how long were you there?
I mean, 8 to 10 minutes.
Oh,
okay.
That's right. like Disneyland amount of
time. It's sort of, yes. Yeah. I mean, yeah, if I could have toughed it out for 10 minutes. So you
shouldn't tough stuff out. I think that's okay. Like the wrong way to approach life in general.
Well, I get that. That can be fair sometimes. You only want to push yourself as far as you can, but sometimes you have to.
I don't know that that's true. I mean, like, do flowers tough stuff out? Or do they wither and die as nature intended? Yeah,
I think maybe in nature, it's nothing but tough, I would say.
Yes, I would say once they're in a vase, yeah, their toughing it out days are over.
I don't know. I think a flower in a vase has given up. They know they have accepted their fate.
Right. I mean, because they didn't have a choice, right?
Yeah, they're cut off from major food supplies.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just time to go, you know? So if you're not connected to your major food supply, then I think that you let go, or you go back to your major food supply, which is what I did when I moved back into Karen's house.
Okay.
Got it.
Yes. So you got into culinary school. You were accepted, or you just walked into a building?
I mean, they opened the door, like somebody opened the door.
Oh, that's what you mean by they accepted you.
Right. Yeah, they were leaving. They were opening the door. I said,
they did like the little hold on to the door thing.
Yeah, very polite. I was accepted.
And you thought, oh, I'm here. Okay.
Uh-huh. I stood around. I thought, there's too much star anise in the air.
Whoa. I mean, you knew enough to know that phrase.
I asked somebody what that horrible smell was. They said, maybe it's star anise. And I said, I hate star anise now.
I do too.
Carla, what drew you to culinary school in the first place?
I had to go to the bathroom.
So you weren't good. You were
it
not.
It was just the first place. So yes. You were hoping they had a bathroom in there.
You didn't go with the intention of learning to be a chef.
I had been told by several other establishments on that block to keep going, keep on trucking, keep on.
Well, and that way you toughed it out. You did keep on going until you found. True. Well, did you find a bathroom in there?
I mean, by that point, I had already gone. Oh. So it was more of like a cleanup, finding a place to clean up.
Oh, dear. I'm surprised. And they let you in. And that must have been a problem in a kitchen. Food prep.
I wasn't there long.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah. But, you know, I still learned a lot. I learned a lot. It was an important time in my life. And I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for that journey.
Yeah, 8 to 10 minutes. And I'm grateful for that journey. And I am who I am today because of it.
Carlo, was your mother the one who taught you to put the nutmeg in the scrambled eggs?
She doesn't know anything about nutmeg and scrambled eggs. I was doing cinnamon a bunch. I started with cinnamon and then I started adding eggs. When I was
just plain cinnamon. Just eating cinnamon for breakfast.
Like the cinnamon challenge of yesteryear.
It's punchy.
It sure is.
I'm not interested especially in alone. Balance.
Yes.
Yeah.
How much would you eat at a sitting?
I guess like whatever, however much a ladle holds.
Just take it
right out of the ladle?
Yeah. I mean, it's like a normal size ladle. I don't know like how many pounds that is, but.
Now, let me ask you, Carla, what was your method? Would you tip it back into your mouth or would you dip your tongue in it like a lick 'em stick?
Because as we know, it can be can make you choke.
A metal straw.
What?
Metal straw.
Yeah.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah. I like that they're already bent and that they don't bend any further or less, regardless of how you move them.
Further or less.
Okay. So you're sipping cinnamon straight through a metal straw.
Yeah.
And then at one point you thought, egg, it's missing egg.
Yeah. I read my friend Josh's book.
Oh, what was that, by the way? What is the title of his book?
The book is called Food or Feet.
Food or Feet.
Yeah. Like yeah. Okay. Yeah. And it's just like, it's mostly pictures.
Okay. I'm just going to ask if it was a cookbook or a picture book.
I mean, it's both. I mean, like, because you can cook the things that you see in the book, which makes it a cookbook, but it's mostly pictures of food and feet with some captions about like where the photo was taken, but it doesn't tell you whether it's food or feet.
Is it food and feet in the same? Oh, it doesn't tell you.
See, it's Josh's prerogative for you to determine if it's food or feet.
It's up for interpretation. I see. He doesn't like to give it all away. I mean, he's very prolific in that way.
Yeah. Is it vague? Is it hard to actually determine whether it's food or feet in this book?
I mean, there's no like answer key. So I feel like I know. I feel like I've gone through the book several times and every once in a while I'll change my answer. But in that moment, I always feel confident that I got it.
Have you ever asked Josh, hey, is this food or foot?
I wouldn't do that to an artist.
Okay. Oh, okay.
All right.
Wouldn't do it.
And this book was published.
Yeah. Huffington.
Wow.
Huffington by Huffington Post.
You're kidding.
He just says Huffington. I don't know how many Huffingtons there are, but it was published. It's got a stamp on it.
So it's a physical book.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got a stamp on it.
Order. You know, it's easy to just get a book made.
Vanity Press.
You know, exactly.
Absolutely.
So I don't, maybe it's that. And then he put his own little, publishing house on it.
It's not like a cute thing. This is a major accomplishment. I can hear you diminishing it.
Oh, wow. I didn't mean to do that.
Okay,
great.
As long as you're rescinding.
I rescind it.
Great. We're back on track, everybody.
Woo, that was a close call, I guess.
That was a close call.
So, I mean, honestly, I can't stop thinking about anything, but I want to try nutmeg with my egg.
It's all I've thought about. The name's in there. Nutmeg. Since I read the post. What's that?
N-U-T-M-E-G-G. Just combine it. A nutmeg. Nutmeg and egg.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
Forget it.
What?
No, I like it. I wish I would have said that.
No. First, I had to rescind being too cute about the book, and I feel bad about that. And I made a stupid play on words. I don't know. It's that Metier thing that is still driving me crazy.
I'm so sorry. I wish I'd never said it.
Oh, I'm all upside down about it. All right. So did you have
any... upside down?
Did you... What?
Never mind.
Did you have any interaction with Karen, with the mom? Because I'm a little confused as to what the actual, because she says, I'm not my son's roommate. I'm the mother. Was there an interaction that made you think that she was a roommate? Did you talk to her?
Oh, I introduced her as my roommate. Absolutely introduced her as my roommate to my date.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, you know, she is my roommate. What else is she? She's my roommate. She's right. I have half of her room. She's my roommate.
I mean, if she pays for everything, I might say she's your landlord. See the difference?
Your landlord pays for everything? That's a dope situation we're both in, I guess.
I'm Doug's landlord, for example.
I mean, it's pretty clutch. Yeah.
You are living there rent free. You're living rent free in her home.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. So I am not interested in a challenge or in any sort of adversity.
Toughing it out. Right.
Yeah. Not
We're
for me.
Clear on that.
Yeah.
Tell me about your girlfriend.
Oh, she would be very offended if I did call her my girlfriend.
Oh.
I met her at my gig that earlier that night that she came over.
A frog gig?
I had been catching frogs earlier in the day, but then I was playing some steel drums with my band, Wine Bats.
Oh, the Wine Bats. That's fun.
Yeah, we were down at Dignity Falls Tavern. Just
DFT.
Bang it out. Yeah, we call it DTF for fun, even though we know it's not the right order.
I get it. I get that's kind of, I won't say cute, but it's fun.
That one is cute.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's a big gig.
We didn't work for 2 years over here. For it. It's that, okay.
That's a
okay,
bit
okay.
To play the DTF?
That's a big gig. How did you get it?
Oh.
Rhubarb Caravan's been trying to play there.
Doug is in several Doug's dad bands.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I heard Rhubarb Caravan at my work party.
That's right.
Oh, where do you work?
They did.
A Radio Shack.
Yeah, they did play a Radio Shack.
That was a great show.
That was I'm pretty sure those bridges were mostly Coldplay, but like the rest of the songs were yours.
Okay.
So you would write original songs, but then you would you would just put in bridges from Coldplay songs.
I feel on trial.
Yeah, he
right
feels
now.
Really put on the spot.
That was
I don't think it was intentional.
That
was it?
My bandmate who whose idea.
Oh, okay.
It did seem like one of y'all was going rogue.
I stood by. I tried to protest.
Stood by and tried to protest.
First, they came for Coldplay bridges, and you said nothing.
Everyone loves the bridges, though. That's
sure.
the problem.
Really
we just fell in too deep.
Highlight of
Get
every
those
song.
Glow sticks going, and everyone is having a good time.
I could feel you guys like wanting to resist, and then just giving the crowd what they want.
Yeah,
it's wild to imagine somebody leaving a live music gig and saying the highlight for me, the bridges.
Were they just saying about Yellow the whole time?
Yes. So you did. So okay. So you did the gig in the Radio Shack. Wait.
No, I was doing a gig at DTF.
Sorry, and this is
not
where...
the right order or the right letters.
Okay.
And you play steel drums.
Yeah, we all play steel drums.
You all
do. It's a steel drum band. Yeah. Okay, how many members?
Three.
Okay.
Yeah. But we have two drums, three people.
Okay.
I double up with Tank.
Fun.
Yeah, it's cool.
Do you do covers or what? I mean, how does it work?
Wait, I'm sorry. There's three drums.
Two people are sharing one drum.
Yeah. Three people, two drums.
Correct.
Three people, two drums.
Okay.
Me and Tank double up.
Okay.
Yeah. Everybody got it.
Yeah.
And correct. Who has the drum to themselves?
Ooh.
Oh, it's
don't even get me started on Rita. Subject.
I feel like I struck a nerve.
Don't even get me started on Rita.
How did Rita end up with her own drum?
She's the best one. She really is the best one. Yeah. She's so good. She wanted to play both drums, but we were like, that's not a band.
Yeah, that's not a band.
You have to let us. Okay, just let us share one of your drums. And she said, okay.
Wow.
But she gets her own and she never, ever shares just because she's the best.
Does she? Ooh. Oh, did she like style it where it's like her name is on the drum? That's always
her drum
a power move.
Her drum says Rita, and then the other drum says borrowed. It's so rude.
Is that one also Rita's drum?
It's they're both Rita's drum. Like she could it would have been less offensive if she just put Rita on both of them.
I'm surprised she started a band in the first place. It sounds like she wants to be a solo act.
Yeah, we pushed for it.
How did you all get together?
Oh, well, she was playing a gig. She was playing that gig and we were kind of pushing for it that night so we could share that drum.
So this is the same night you were talking about before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know that she like wanted us up there that much. So
Rita's out there playing a solo gig with her drum that says Rita and another one that says borrowed. And she's playing both of them.
Yeah.
And then here's two other people in the crowd.
We just get up on stage.
I mean, we've been bugging her about it for a while. We've been talking about it.
Okay, so you knew her. You weren't strangers.
Yeah. We had been bugging her, but she didn't know. She didn't know tonight was the night, but we knew. We had been planning for it. So we jump up. The bouncer, who's the girl I went home with that night, was like, what's going on? And like, Rita's a professional, you know? She really didn't want to ruin her gig. She was like, it's fine.
Okay.
And the bouncer was like, okay.
Okay.
And is this Tina, the bouncer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the one who you went home to your mom's place.
To me and my roommate's place.
She's a great gal, Tina.
Real great gal. Very well spoken.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Wonderful array of hats every time I've seen her around the falls.
So are you saying she wouldn't like you calling her your girlfriend because it's very new? Is that what you're saying?
Because she's very dignified. And maybe because she said so, but I don't think I'm on her level. Which is okay with me. That's a big old win for me, you know,
which is
Tina coming home to be in my roommate's place.
Just having her come home.
Yeah. Okay. A person who's so dignified.
Like, dignified.
I mean, that's something. My mom, that's why I introduced her to my roommate. I was like, look what I got.
Your mother, Karen. But now your mother has said, Karen has said, Tina will never be allowed back in your home.
I mean, what's she going to do? She's going to kick out a dignified lady. Can you even picture it? Tina comes in all polite and like, hello, Mrs. Caldwell. Like, how are you? Karen's going to kick her out? Come on.
I will say it does sound, it's kind of a hostile post, you know? Do you have a good relationship?
And it seems very, very firm and final.
It does. It very much does. And the fact that she felt the need to make it public, you know, it's less about Tina and more about Karen, for sure.
For sure.
For sure. And it's a lot about me. You know,
Are you an only child?
I'm an only child. I have a brother.
You're not.
But I'm like, I'm the most important one to Karen. So like, I identify as an only child.
Now, when you say you're the most important one, is it because Karen seems to focus a lot of attention on you because you're living in her home?
I mean, that's our relationship.
Your relationship is you living with her.
Yeah, I won't leave. She razzes me publicly online.
What does your brother do?
Why would you ask that?
We just ask questions here. We just try to get to know.
Who cares? Who cares what he does? Who cares if he's happy? Who cares if his wife is a freaking empress?
What?
Who cares? Who cares?
His what? Oh no, Carlo!
Oh no, Carlo!
I know. Hey, I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm fine. I'm more fine than my brother. I'll tell you that.
You say he's married to an empress.
I mean. Yeah.
Where? I would love to do some follow-up questions.
Yes, absolutely. Is that okay? We have some follow-ups?
She's a little literal empress.
A literal empress.
Old dignity.
Empress.
Remember,
you say?
Old dignity still has the old monarchy.
Old Dig does have a figurehead monarchy. This is before our state joined the Union, of course, back in the colonial times. And somebody swooped in and said, I'll if you're not going to have that king, I'll be a king.
Yep.
And that was, what
King
was his
Judd.
Name?
That's engraved.
King Judd.
Yeah. That's how you get King Judd.
King Judd the First, very hopeful.
Right.
And so they keep it as a sort of figurehead in Old Dig. So this is the Empress of Old Dig.
Yeah. Judd the Third was like, I'm going to be emperor instead of king.
Right.
Wait, are you saying that? Okay, go on. Please go on.
Yeah. And so then we got this empire within the falls, you know, and then so here comes Trinity the Empress.
Trinity.
Yeah. And she's all interested, like everybody is, and freaking Brendan starts hanging around the house. Karen can't get enough of her. She's so sweet.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, whatever. Whatever. Let them live in their three-story home.
Oh.
Who's more dignified, Tina or the Empress?
Tina. Oh. Tina is a bouncer with strength, beauty, and charisma.
There's something that's regal about Tina. It's true.
It is true.
You've seen her. You've felt the power of her presence. Wouldn't you want to take that home and show your mom what you can do?
Oh, I was with you up until that last part.
I want her to be proud of me. Is that weird?
Tina or your mom?
My mom.
No, that's not weird.
Karen.
But you're
my brother's married to an empress.
Yeah, that is hard. That's hard to sort of compete with.
But it's not when you got somebody like Tina.
If I could just share as a mother, I think what happens is you want the best for your kids. And sometimes you mistake that as, if someone important likes your son or if someone fancy likes your son, that's like a come up for your kid. That's exciting. And it doesn't really mean anything. You should just care about whether your children are happy. And see, in this case, you know, she's making you feel unhappy because she's making you feel less than. And I'm very sorry about that. It is a mistake that mothers make.
Thank you so much for saying that. Thank you so much for saying that. If my mom is listening, I want you to know, Mom, that I'm not listening to what this lady's saying. Everything you're doing is fine. Everything you're doing is fine. You make me better. You make me better, Karen.
Okay.
She's addressing her mother.
And saying that what I said was incorrect.
Okay.
Yeah.
And she's not going to, and Carlo is not going to listen to it.
Karen is pushing me to be better.
Is it working though?
I mean, Tina paid attention to me. I'm playing gigs.
Right.
A gig? Yeah, I guess that's true.
I'm playing a gig.
Do you think you're going to get another gig? Do you think you now have a band?
Gigs are just something you got to take.
Oh.
Mm. People don't just give you gigs. You got to go out there and snatch them.
But
just like you went to culinary school.
Yeah, I went to culinary school.
And your idea of taking a gig is literally someone else is doing a gig and then you just sort of bum rush the stage.
The music leads me and I lead it.
You know, I have to say, for someone who says they don't want to tough stuff out, I feel like it takes much more confidence and inner, I don't know, strength to bum rush a stage and get up in front of a bunch of people when you don't even know what's going to happen. I'd be more scared to do that.
It's a lot less work than like rehearsing and stuff though.
Well, I love rehearsal, but that's just me.
Of course you love rehearsal. Let me ask you this, Carlo, as far as the steel drum goes, before this gig, did you or Tank know how to play the steel drum?
Oh, that's a good question.
Thank you.
I've been more of a bass man.
Right.
Okay. So no.
No, no. But I heard Rita play a bunch and been very impressed.
Steel drum is one of those things where it actually looks pretty easy. Of course it's not. But it's just a big bowl.
Yeah, it doesn't have a single button.
It's like tap dancing.
There are no settings.
Tap dancing looks incredibly easy, but it's actually very hard.
Tap dancing is hard. Yes, yeah. I can attest to that.
But you look at tap dancing and you think, I bet I could do that.
I think it depends on what kind of tap dancing you're watching. You know, if it's like a... Well,
the kind where they make the noise?
Are you watching on slow motion?
Yeah, I'm watching on slow motion. And I'm thinking, I see how they're doing that.
That scene from White Christmas where she puts down her foot and goes, that's incredibly difficult.
I've never seen it.
What?
Oh, I've never seen it.
I would have paid you for a White Christmas.
She puts down her foot and goes, She's right on her tippy toes?
She's being suspended and she's getting the fastest taps out of the very ball of her foot, and it's unbelievable.
She's being suspended.
Well, I don't know how she does it. She's suspending her leg somehow. I don't know if someone's holding her up, if she's just lifting up her leg. I don't remember.
Well, is it like a close-up so you can't
tell?
She might be hanging onto a bar.
Right, but it wouldn't matter because to get that speed would still be impressive.
That is my favorite tap dancing. It's just a single foot tapping as fast as possible.
That's like George Orwell's 1984 picture of single foot tapping as fast as
possible.
All right,
Carlo, sorry. We are getting very so off sorry, topic. Carlo.
I mean, that sounded amazing. Honestly, that sounded incredible.
I have to say, you are a very positive person.
Doug, are you doing that in the case?
Doug is trying to.
Are you, you're doing
He's doing it. He's doing it. He's doing it.
Okay, Doug,
it's easy.
It's easy, he says.
That was fast as hell.
Confirmed.
Oh my gosh, Gregory Hines over here. Wow.
That's another example. Gregory Hines, you ever watch Gregory Hines or Save Young
slow
Glover
motion,
tap?
Yes.
No. Okay, yeah, that's why. Okay, so that really.
I watched the entirity of White Knights in slow motion.
Okay, wow.
At half speed.
There's a wonderful scene in a thoroughly modern Millie of an old timey office.
Yes.
And all of the people that are typing on their typewriters are tap dancing under their desk.
Yes, Carlo is right. Oh, it's fantastic.
Typewriters
on.
And tapping.
Right, so the tapping is actually supposed to be the sound of their typewriters, and it's really, really
fun. It's really fun. I'm
so
really vibing with you right now.
So much so, Carlo. I love that you know that. That's so
oh,
fun.
Oh, yeah.
You can see that performance on the Tony Awards on YouTube.
Yes.
You've got to look it up.
Oh, my gosh.
It's called Forget About the Boy.
They redid it when I came on stage.
Forget About the Boy.
They redid it when you came
on
stage.
Yeah, that was the second take that you saw on YouTube.
Wait a minute. You went on stage at the Tony Awards?
I was so moved. I was like, I'm not a seat filler. I'm a tap dancing typist.
Carlo, what an interesting. It's almost like that Catch Me If You Can.
Yes,
where
exactly.
You just see something and you say, I'm going to do that.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to be this person.
But you're not going to go out and like buy a uniform and impersonate somebody. You're going to do it right in that moment.
Oh my gosh, that's all we've got. That's all we got is the moment.
Boy, that's
so
true,
I got to know what happened when you bum rushed Radio City stage and tried to, I assume it was during the commercial break, wanted to.
Is that where
you
have the Tonys at Radio City Music Hall?
Generally, yes.
I do apologize.
I
just wanted to be very clear that
there was a little bit of sauce on that, though. Generally,
I didn't
yes.
mean for there to be. I probably just went into my theater expert mode, which sometimes I put that hat on.
Absolutely, theater expert mode hat.
Theater métier.
Which is just a beret.
Could that be a hat? Theater expert mode?
A theater expert mode is definitely a
t-shirt.
Yeah,
a trucker hat. Oh. No, not a t-shirt, a hat.
Oh, I thought it was a beret. And then I was like, oh, it'd be hard to read something on a beret.
Yes. You know what?
Agree.
It's fun. It should be on a beret. And it should be like when kids put a message on their graduation caps that from a certain angle you can see it, but you can't see it full straight on.
Only, only if you're sitting in a theater seat.
That's right.
Yeah. I have a beret. On the top of it, it says, you're taller than 5'5".
Oh, that's fun. That's fun. Wait, I have to know what happened when you tried to get up on stage.
Tried. I did it.
I was
a phenom.
Oh, but how long were you allowed to be on stage? Because they have heavy security.
Oh,
there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they have like a 15-second delay on the streaming, on the broadcast.
On the live?
Mm-hmm. So I guess it was about 15 seconds because it didn't make it to air. They reset so fast.
Yeah.
So probably like 11 seconds of just pure glory for everyone
who saw
it.
Were you sitting at one of the typewriters?
Absolutely.
Doing
Oh, that dancer was upset. She worked hard to get there.
Wait, I remember this now. I remember watching the Tonys.
Oh, you
and
do.
During that number,
I love that you watched the Tonys, Bert.
All of a sudden, they cut to a shot of Harvey Fierstein in the audience looking very confused.
Is that right? How do you remember this all of a sudden?
Well, because I was like, why are they he seems confused. Why are they showing this? And now I understand it's because he was seeing Carlo jump up on stage and be manhandled off.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's happened. They probably cut to him.
Because of a
they
full
got his reaction.
Seconds.
Yes.
That was a. That look of confusion was actually awe.
Oh, it was awe.
Yeah. Yeah. Golly. Okay. I've never been able to tap my feet like that before.
Were you wearing tap shoes?
Was I wearing tap shoes?
Yeah. Because, I mean, you were in the audience as a seat filler.
I was wearing some pot roasts.
I'm sorry.
My friend.
Did you say you were wearing some pot roasts? The food. Or, wait, is this food or foot?
That was trying to promote Josh's book. Tony's.
At the Tony's.
The best place to promote
best
a
place
book.
To promote anything.
To promote a picture book about food or feet.
Yeah. So when I went up there.
And all you have to do is put some pot roast on your feet and get on camera.
Which was
this
it?
This predates the Gaga meat dress.
True.
It really does. This was very fashion forward of you.
Yeah, I'm an innovator. So nobody heard the tapping. It was mostly squish.
So you get up onto that stage.
Mostly. What would you say the parts that weren't squish were?
The parts that weren't squish were a little bit of gristle. So there was a little bit of scratch. A
gristle scratch.
But those were rare. Those were rare because my feet were quite sweaty. They were rare, not medium.
Yeah.
Oh, Josh must be so pleased.
I think so. He hasn't talked to me, but...
Oh, no. You had a falling out with Josh?
I mean...
But you were talking to him on the phone. I thought that Karen overheard you talking to him on the phone. Wasn't that the thing that she said in the post?
Yes.
Okay, so why were you talking to him on the phone?
Is this since
I just
then?
Wanted...
That was Thoroughly Modern Millie. That was years ago.
Very true.
I wanted her to think I was talking to Josh.
Oh.
Because he wrote a book.
So you were pretending...
Yeah.
You were just talking to like a dead phone?
I don't want to call it dead.
You were just talking
into your phone. Worked.
Right. There was just no one on the other line.
This was for the benefit of Karen, your mother.
Yeah. I just thought that would be like the perfect, that would be the perfect way to show her that like I'm great. You know, if I just.
By pretending to talk to your friend Josh and lying about going to culinary school.
No, by putting the nutmeg in the eggs, not a ladle full of cinnamon in a metal straw, adding an egg, but to do the nutmeg in the egg, followed by the glory of Tina.
Right.
And then top it all off with a conversation with my published friend. I thought for sure Karen will let me start paying rent.
Well, oh, okay. You want to start paying rent?
I wouldn't mind. I think it would get me her respect, but she won't let me because she does love to control me.
But she does. Okay. So
this is so
mixed
sad.
Messages. It's, well, maybe potentially.
Okay.
But I mean, Karen has said that you don't have a job and that you need to get a job. And is this what she says privately or is this just, are you saying she's talking on both sides of her mouth?
She's saying, Bert, what?
Calm down.
What?
He gets worked up sometimes. He floats above his body sometimes. He hears himself talking.
I was
talking.
Floating up there.
I figured you were.
I was looking for the phrase, talking out of both sides of her mouth. And then I found it.
And then it just goes really fast. Yeah. So I think what he's saying is, which is it? Has your mother said to you, you are a freeloader and you need to get a job? Does she say that to you? Or are you, and is that true? Are you someone who doesn't want to get a job? Or are you what you just said, someone who wants to pay rent? Someone who wants to actually try to get a job?
The Radio Shack is mostly volunteer. Though sometimes they slide me some, you know, sweet H phones.
What is H phones?
What's an H phone?
Headphones.
Oh,
we're old.
Headphones. Come on.
I did not realize
there
was a cool term for headphones.
You say DSH phones. You need some DSH phones.
Okay.
Okay. So yeah, I would like to make some money. I would like her respect. I do like freeloading. Can all of these things be true?
I mean, yes, they can be true, but you didn't really answer the question.
Okay.
And you're saying that she, are you saying privately your mother forbids you to get a job?
She won't let me pay rent.
Okay. When you've tried to pay rent from your...
Well, I haven't tried.
Okay. Well, then what does that mean?
You say you want to pay rent and she won't let you.
I want to so bad.
How does she...
I want to so bad. I want to put that...
Sure.
I want to put that money in her hand and I want her to say, thank you. It's the first...
Right.
You,
and how
you don't really want to pay rent, though. You want her to love you for you. And that's right. What's really going on here. Okay.
I feel like you're reading right out of my poetry book.
You want to be able to say, she loves me for me, like in that song.
Yes.
Which is all any child can ever ask a parent to do.
Of course. And so I'm very sorry you're not getting that from her and you feel like you have to have a friend or have a glorious, dignified girlfriend, but or girl, go to culinary school.
How is your mother preventing you from paying rent?
That is a good question. Because you keep saying, you alternate between, I want to pay rent, but then you said, I tried to pay her rent. She didn't let me.
Yeah.
Take us through that scenario.
I tried to pay her in headphones.
In headphones. Okay.
That's now what getting, my currency is.
You got some DSH phones.
I got some DSH phones. I said, I got three pair for you, care. And she said, I don't care.
Oh.
And it hurt.
What monetary value would we put on these three pairs of headphones?
None of them were worth selling, which is why they were given to me.
Right. Okay.
So I don't know, probably.
So you can see how that wasn't really rent that you tried to pay her. Right? Do you understand that?
If this is my language of currency.
Well, but right, I think first you have to agree. Both parties have to agree on what constitutes rent.
Correct.
And if there's not.
Yeah.
The faith you're giving me, Carlo, is very.
I'm trying to take it in. I'm trying to grow. Oh,
Carlo's closing his eyes. Okay.
I'm trying to grow. I want to hear you.
I want you to hear him.
I know I'm messing up. And I want to be good. I'm trying to take it in.
Oh, you are a good girl. And you've got a really positive attitude. And I really do appreciate that. I mean, potentially bordering on a sort of denial. Yes.
But I think you do. If you want to do better and you want to do good, I think that you actually have to get a paying job that pays money.
Money.
And then either pay rent or move out and pay rent on a place of your own.
Yes.
Money.
I agree.
Yeah, okay.
And maybe get an
is that
actual.
The only word you're?
I don't know. She's just he's just that. That's his takeaway.
Carlos just said the word money twice.
Yeah, he said only, money twice.
You can only take in as much as you can take in at a time.
Well, that's true.
That is true.
That's very true.
I would also say, and then move in and get an actual roommate. Right? Then you're not alone in having to pay rent. So
maybe Tank.
Maybe Tank.
Tank. I love Tank.
Well, like, and he's a good friend. We just reminded him of she? Tank.
Tank is a good friend?
Oh, yeah. Tank's great. Tank's been auditioning for your band, Doug. I don't want to lose him. I really don't want to lose him.
You can have him.
Oh, great. Yeah. Oh, great. Thank you so much. Thank you
so
much.
Wow, that was easy.
Me and Tank could get a little place with a courtyard.
Yeah, where does Tank live now?
Tank lives at the Emperor's house.
What?
Really? Oh, wait.
With your brother?
Yeah.
Wait. I'm
they
so
get
confused.
Along great. They get along great. I'm sorry if that's a lot, but they get along. They live along great. I don't want to resent him because I love Tank. I don't resent him nothing.
Now I kind of want him in the band.
Oh, no.
Too late, Doug.
I
you
already lost Josh. Don't take Tank.
You don't need, you want Tank for Butterscotch Roller Coaster. What is it?
Butterscotch Roller Coaster.
Butterscotch.
I mean, do you think
coaster.
We're not executing?
No, what is the
Rhubarb Caravan?
Rhubarb Caravan.
Oh, I thought
Rhubarb
you were talking about our
do you
song.
Have another band called oh, this,
no.
There's a song called Butterscotch.
Yeah, that's one of our signature songs.
So you feel like you could use someone who has experience of playing
coaster goes down smooth.
Yes, yeah. I love Butterscotch.
It's kind of like a Hotel California mood.
I love Butterscotch
but
roller coaster.
Guttural.
I love that part when it's like, are we human or are we dancers?
Okay, oh, well. So, that seems,
so wait, that sounds like you stole another
the
bridge.
Killers.
The Killers.
That's where it really takes off.
Well, so you might want Tank to play on Butterscotch Roller Coaster just as much of the steel drum as he's gleaned from that one time.
If she lets us borrow it.
Yeah. Oh, true. That's very true. I mean, it always is borrowed on it. Why not?
Why not?
Yep, exactly.
It makes sense. I think it all tracks.
Okay, so well, Carlo, do you think you could you talk to Tank and say, hey, let's get a place together?
I think the word that you said earlier, I'm forgetting it.
Money?
Yeah. I feel like he's going to say something about that, and I'm going to start spinning my wheels.
Okay, but what if you got a job? Ooh, just silence.
That.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel some resistance to that suggestion.
Have you ever had a job, Carlo?
You guys got to try Nutmeg.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Just changing the
back to his old tricks.
That's what that's a word for nutmeg and eggs.
Oh, dear.
Nutmeg and eggs.
We're losing the plot a little.
Nutmeg and eggs.
Yeah, I mean, all I can say is, Carlo, that might be the first time you're going to have to actually tough it out, which is maybe just get a job, you know?
Yeah.
Something small, something just to understand what that's like.
Ooh, just now you have a furious
really
look on your face,
making
Carlo.
A fuming face
oh,
at
God.
Me.
The idea of the effort.
Right. It is. It
the
is,
idea of the effort.
It's just the idea alone.
I'm wondering if there's a... Okay. I'm going to try to level with you guys. I'm wondering if there's a job where I can just rush in, do it for...
Rush
it.
Why do you want to be rushing?
That's sort of my style.
Okay. Mm. You rush the stage and I get it.
I want to be inspired to work. I want to do it for a few seconds to minutes. Right. And I would like to get the
money
and get Karen's love.
Oh boy.
I hate to say this, but the only job that sounds like to me is crime.
Crime
is just running in, taking money and leaving. Yeah,
you're right. That
I
really
love
is
running
true.
In and taking things.
Oh no. Now
you
that
gotta
don't
snatch
take
it.
No,
snatch it up.
Oh boy.
But it's illegal.
Yes. Really. You don't want to do that.
Because you could go to jail.
Yeah.
People don't just give you jobs.
Oh, well, they do actually.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yes, you have to do an interview, but
take them like a flower who works for it.
Wow.
I mean, that's what you said.
All the way back to the flower.
You said
flower. Well, I'm not sure I said that.
I think you're twisting a lot of
like
you're,
that,
you're
but
conflating a lot of phrases.
I know.
Yeah.
I
well,
say,
Carlo,
I'm feeling for Karen a little bit right now.
That only started? For you?
Well, because again, I have an instinct to want to, I don't like that Carlo's not feeling loved by his mother. That's
right.
Tough. But it is, as we're trying to help him, it is, you can see the circular sort of pattern
do you
here.
Feel
it's hard
that,
to help him.
Do you feel that you failed your sons and that's why they set so many fires?
Well, I mean, first of all, it takes two to parent. And so, I feel like...
So it's Doug's fault.
What? No. I just think we always have to share responsibility with
right.
things. I could look to some things I could have done differently. Mm-hmm. You know,
did you love them when they set those fires?
I love them no matter what.
It
it's
got their,
only
it got
love.
Your attention
they, love love is what saved them.
Got a lot of attention.
No. Carla, don't get any ideas. Don't get
sounds
any
fast.
Ideas.
Sounds like something
Carla,
you'll
no,
be inspired
no, no, no.
to do
no,
last
no, no.
minute.
Go back to stealing money.
I don't know. I guess this is where we say best of luck to you, but that doesn't feel like enough.
It's true. Carlo, we do end a lot of our conversations with our neighbors by saying best of luck to
lately,
you.
Lately, that's the way it's been going.
Yes. With a little turn up at the end. Best of luck to you.
Yeah, because we're just not sure. Sometimes we're able to sort of find an end to these posts, you know, if it's a question that needs an answer or something that needs resolve. But in this case... I don't know what to say.
Yeah. I feel like we've said it and it's been rejected.
Right,
and
that's fair.
We will just agree to disagree.
Hey, Mother Fitzchild, when it smile.
This is beautiful.
It is
beautiful poem.
Thank you.
You know what? Maybe next time, the next thing you should bum rush and jump up to and snatch is an open mic slot at a poetry, jam. I would do that.
Yes.
Because you know
notices.
What? All of a sudden you became what I feel like was your authentic self. And I felt like you were really channeling something there. So
yeah.
I go back to the poetry, Carlo. I really would.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know what's going to be on my feet. Maybe meat.
Still,
but I will.
I mean, are you still promoting the book or are you doing a poem?
It never stops. None of it ever stops.
Okay. This might have been a whole poem. We don't know.
True. Thank
oh,
you.
Good mm-hmm. point.
Yeah.
Thank Poetry. You for seeing me, Mom.
Oh, no. Oh, my.
Oh, no. Well, Carlo, I think we have to let you go now. But thank you so much. And I hope things improve at home.
Same here.
Bye.
Just ran out. Well, we will have more when The Neighborhood Listen returns.
Hi, this is Crystal. And I'm knocking the price down from $1 to free. Wanted dog stroller. My dog needs a stroller. If anyone has one to sell or give away, please let me know. So that's right. Originally, I was going to offer $1. But now I want it for free. So that's $1 off for me. Give me that stroller. My dog is tired.
And we're back. Well, Carlo.
Wow, that was just... Sometimes you leave an episode with a guest interview with sort of just an unsettled feeling where I like it when I feel like we've helped.
Exactly.
And I don't like it when it feels like we didn't.
And you know what? I also like when we have a post that may read one way and then we meet the person in question and then it turns out that it was a misunderstanding or different or whatever. But I think that Karen really nailed it. I think Carlo is a freeloader.
I think so. Yeah. And, wow. I was just so confused. It's when you leave having more questions than answers than when you started.
I have zero questions. I think Karen summed it up nicely.
It's a cut and dry situation. I think
having met Carlo and talked with him for a while, I think that Karen nailed it.
Fair enough, Bert.
It is wild that he was able to convince Tina from the Dignity Falls Tavern to go anywhere with him.
I know. Because again, like he said, she's dignified and she doesn't take shit dignified. From no one. No, you know, she's a bouncer.
She has, you know, she's wonderful. She's broken up. Me and the gang do the trivia night at Dignity Falls Tavern, and a lot of times there's disagreements, there's arguments,
sure.
And Tina will break that up, and she really
the trivia is so open ended sometimes.
Hey, Doug.
Hi there.
The trivia is so open ended.
He never leaves,
sometimes.
Bert. He's always here.
I know. It was just the way he kind of moseyed on into the conversation.
All right.
You say trivia is
having a salty day today.
They'll ask open questions instead of, you know, factual questions with factual.
Can you give me
answers.
One example?
Trivia. You mean a trivia night?
The trivia night. That's why so many fights break out.
Well, what's an example of an open-ended trivia question they ask?
Tell me about your day.
No, that's not a trivia.
How would that ever be a trivia question?
That's my point.
We've been doing the trivia, but I don't know where you're doing your trivia.
The trivia referee or whatever you call him asked me that one time, and I was just infuriated.
That was conversation, babe. That wasn't trivia.
Yes, it sounded like
that
it was
wasn't trivia.
A general question for everyone.
It was trivia night.
So you're saying as soon as the sun goes down, no matter where you are, and no matter what is being said, it's trivia night. It's like the purge.
In DTF, the tavern, on trivia night, you know, you're there for a reason. He's wearing his badge.
Yes, he does take it all very seriously.
Rory, yes.
Oh, God. It's just like, we get it.
He adds to that uniform of his.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
It seems like every
week.
He does,
yes. It's a real pieces of flair situation.
He's got epaulets now?
Yes, he does. And you see him around town all week and he's talking about it. Like he spends all week preparing.
Yes. And he lets you know that he's been preparing and well, we assume.
And he's always like, oh, it's just that it's so hard. You know, I'm doing the questions. And it's the same thing he says every week. And it's like, you know what? If you hate it so much, stop doing it.
That's right.
That's what I always wanted to say to someone like that.
Also, you can't be building a uniform for a post that doesn't exist and hate it that much.
Exactly. But of course, what he does is he loves to complain about it. That's what he
loves. He loves to complain.
One of those people who loves to complain about the job that they actually secretly love.
Yes. And you know, he is dying. So I cut him some leeway.
We wish him well, and we're just going to
move on. We wish him well. Okay. Rory, enjoy the time you have left.
He could have a better attitude about it.
Rory's facing his own open-ended question, okay, Doug?
It's true.
So we could be a lot nicer to him.
That's right.
I'm sorry for moseying in.
No, that's quite all right. You know, thinking about Rory, I realized that, you know, let's not sweat the small stuff.
That's right. Oh, my. Okay, well, I got a post here. One last
Great.
One
yeah,
to talk
time for
about.
One more. Sure.
This one I find just really, you know how sometimes I feel like a post is a cry for help. But
oh,
really,
I think most of the time.
A really subtle one. So this is from Finn. And it says, has a picture of just a black New York Yankees ball cap. Okay. $30 new era black New York Yankees hat. It just says, I bought this not too long ago and it docent, D-O-S-E-N-T. It's a typo.
Okay.
fit my head.
Not a dozen.
It does.
It's a typo either way.
It's a typo either way. I bought this not too long ago and it doesn't fit my head. And all I do is take care of it.
All I do is take care of it.
And I don't know what that means. And it makes me feel like something's going on. This is one of those posts where you say, oh, there is a lot under the surface here.
Yes.
All I do is take care of it. You know, it looks like it's in great condition. So do you think it was $30? Do you think that he, first of all, if it doesn't fit my head, I want to know if it's too big or too small.
Yes. That's my first question always.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it can be fixed. You know, that's fixable. One is fixable.
Well, now here's the thing about hat sizes is that it's fixable within reason.
That's right. Bernd is our resident hat expert.
That's true. And by the way, I would never wear a black baseball cap. I think it's ridiculous. It's absurd.
What's absurd about it?
Well, if your team's colors are black, then fine. But if they're not, let's say if your team, their colors are red and white and you're wearing a black baseball cap, I think you look like a fool. Like what is it? You're going to a funeral? You're going to some somber event?
I'm assuming it's like a way to make it cooler or fancier somehow.
Well, it's not though. It's nothing's cooler than your team's own colors.
I you're not going to get any argument from me. I don't have a team per se. So, you know, I don't have a dog in the race. But this cap, I feel like, is meant to look cool. So is it just that he's, all I do is take care of it? Is he almost haunted by the fact he can't wear this hat and deeply sad about it? And so he carries it around. What does take care of? Is he washing
it
every
day?
Is
the experiment when they give you in school?
Yes. Is it like that? He just feels like he has to. It makes me think if all he does is take care of it all day, he's either annoyed. And I'm like, well, you don't have to take care of all day. Either I want to tell him, you don't have to take care of it all day.
All I do is take care of it.
Okay.
Does he say all day or all I do?
No, hang on. I think he said, okay, all I do is take care of it. But that's even more.
That's worse.
All I do.
I'm losing sleep. My job is suffering.
My job is suffering. My relationships are suffering.
Because I have to take care of this hat.
I have to take care of this hat. Says I can't wear it. Does he think it's like a pet that he can't leave it alone?
I mean, it doesn't require a lot of upkeep.
No.
A hat.
No.
I mean, basically.
Especially a cap.
If you're taking care of it, basically what you're doing is you're putting it in some sort of box and you're putting it on a shelf.
And that's what I'm thinking. Does he see it as more of a, I don't know.
Do you have to spray
souvenir,
it?
But
I don't think he has to spray it, Doug. I mean, I don't know.
He moseyed right back.
I don't know what kind of spray would be a daily spray for a hat.
I think he was just keep the moisture. Throwing out an idea, yeah. Burn.
Right.
I'm just answering his. I know. There was
We were having a conversation.
A little bit of sauce on
I've
it, like
sprayed
you said
my
last
hats.
Time.
You what? You spray your hats? With what?
Like a Scotch Guard?
Well, I don't know what that is, but like a little, my own concoction.
Your own special recipe of hat spray. And what?
Water,
it's a good
lavender.
Base.
Okay. And what do you do this for? Why does this happen?
So they don't dry out.
Okay. What are these hats made of?
Straw mostly.
Well, you actually want those to dry out. You don't want to moisten your straw hats
with water and lavender.
What does the lavender do? Just for smell?
Yeah, I think it's just a nice touch.
I think Doug likes the earthy smell of like a wet straw. You know, it does bring up a lot of like, you know, sort of a rural sense. And
absolutely, brings to mind the Holy Family.
And it fits better on the head. You know, just like
your
molds
head,
right
I guess.
On there
because it's just a sopping wet hat.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know, babe. I wasn't aware you were doing that. So, but it does explain why you smell like lavender all the time.
And wet
which
hay.
Is not, I do, yeah. It's sort of like a pleasing smell followed by sort of an upsetting smell.
Mm-hmm.
It's confusing.
That's our Doug.
Sorry for moseying.
That's our Doug. Okay, it's all right.
Doug, I did not mean to imply that you're not allowed to speak. I just was taken unawares momentarily and you know, maybe... this black baseball cap thing really bugs me.
I know, Bert, and I didn't mean to upset you with it. It's just, if anybody, contact Finn.
Baseball's supposed to be fun.
Wants, It is.
That's why I love to go see our team, the Diplomats, when they play. They're not a great team, and fans of the Diplomats were a long-suffering bunch. But I love that their colors are so bright, and it's a lot of yellow and pink and
yes, and they have polka dots.
Yeah. which you know, a lot of people think that that's not a cool uniform. Well, baseball's not cool. It's not supposed to be. Mm-hmm. It never was, and it never will be.
Okay. It's just supposed to be our favorite pastime, right?
That's right. It's America's pastime. It's absurd, long, and slow.
It is very slow.
It's
especially
boring
when the Diplomats play.
But we love it. When the Diplomats play, oh, so many times out. And I think that they're really getting in trouble with the league. They have to pay a lot of fines because they're taking so many times out. And sometimes it'll be like, you know, the manager walks out to the mound. And he says to the pitcher, "Hey, I want you to read this article. I meant to show you this earlier." Then they take a timeout while he reads the whole article.
And that contributes to it. And what also doesn't help is they have a seventh inning stretch, but they have a eighth inning walkabout.
Yes.
And
yes.
Everyone just walks around and says hello, checks in with each other. There's no time limit on it.
And you're not, there's no time limit. It's when everybody is seated again. And the thing is, you're not allowed to end up back in the seat you started out
That's
in.
That's right. It's supposed to be sort of a game.
Yes. So it gives the people in the good seats a chance to let the people in the bad seats see what it's like.
But
you
then
know.
Fights break out because, I mean, some people don't want to give up their
out.
Seat.
Well, the
they're
in
not
the
aware
they're like, what are we
of
doing?
The, yeah, yes. Exactly. Why do we want to, why do we need to do this? So
people always try to sit on the field. They want to sit in the dugout. And it's like, well, that's not, you're stretching the limits of the goodwill of this exercise. That's
right. And you lose a lot of the crowd. Honestly, after that,
a lot
most
of
people
do just
find
home.
Their way to their car. Yeah.
They think they're doing an Irish goodbye to the baseball game.
Yeah.
And they are sneaking out.
And that's why we get, that's where you get that long.
That's
so, I mean,
right.
I'm not sure.
I love the walkabout though.
I know
it's wonderful.
You do.
I met a lot of people doing the walkabout. And I think it's a wonderful tradition. I think more teams in the league should embrace it. Anyway, next week, of course, the Dignity Falls Diplomats will be playing the Cleveland Guardians.
Oh.
And it's a series. It's going to be a 7-game series.
That's right. I am singing the national anthem for that one.
For all games?
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've never done this before. they're going to have the same person singing the national anthem for all 7 games.
Yep.
This is exciting, Joan. Congratulations.
I'm going to do it in a different key each time.
Is it just going to go up, 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 or down, 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 down?
You're going to have to come and find out.
Ah, there we go. Okay, so tickets have never been cheaper to see the Diplomats. So go right now and buy 100 and have a great time at the ballpark. Well, that's all we have time for.
I'll be singing
for.
Show turns tunes during the walkabout.
Show turns. So, show turns is when you start singing a show tune, then you turn around and you're singing a completely different song.
Yes.
And the orchestra has to keep up.
Yeah. So the show tune turns into another song, but I also turn as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the organist, of course, what is her name? Lottie.
The who now?
The organist at the ballpark, Lottie.
Oh, I can't.
Lottie.
I already said her name, Bernd. And why am I now forgetting her name?
Did you say her name while we've been talking here?
I've been talking here, but in a previous episode, we discussed the organ player.
But, at the ballpark?
Oh, no, not at the ballpark. Sorry.
Which organist did we
She meant the organist about? At the ballpark.
Which is out in front of the stadium.
Okay, you're talking
There's
about...
There's a big cart that sells baseballs. So because you're also allowed to throw a ball in the field, if you want them to use your ball in play, you're allowed to toss it out. Obviously not while a play is happening. You have to yell down, me, and then if the umpire turns around and points at you, the home plate umpire, then you can throw your ball down on the field.
Yes.
And then they will change it out. They'll use your ball.
Yes.
And that's the ball is sold at the ball cart out front. And then there's a woman named Marcy who is the organist for the ball cart.
Yes. But you're talking about Lottie McQueen, I believe.
Lottie McQueen,
okay.
Thank
sorry,
you.
Sorry. We have a lot of organists in town.
So many organists. I mean, you know, it was certainly the chief export of the town for a while was pipe organs. And so Lottie McQueen has been playing the organ there
right.
for,
I want to say 70 years.
Yes, correct. And she is fast. I'll tell you what. No, I'll give her the set list. Hasn't beforehand lost a step. For yes. the walkabout. But or for the show turns, I should say.
Yeah, show turns.
And she really keeps up. Because, you know, I try to do it on like a word, you know, on two song, like a pop song and a show tune that's to share a word. Mm. Like also be like, don't tell me not to live, just sit and putter. Don't cry out loud.
Right. They share the word don't.
Just keep it. Exactly. So I have a lot of fun doing it. So that's going to be, I'm going to be doing that seven times too. Go. Or I'll however
be,
many.
I'll be starting the conga line. I like to start a conga line in the walkabout.
Great to start.
Doug has been trying to get that becoming a tradition.
I endorse it. I think it's great. I think it also will probably speed things along.
Could.
Well, that's all that we have for this week, but we'll be back next week with a new guest. And we hope you will join us. And until then, goodbye.
And bye. All of the posts used in this episode are real. Only some geographical specifics have been changed.
The Neighborhood Listen is executive produced and hosted by me, Paul F. Tompkins.
And me, Nicole Parker.
Our producers are Brett Morris and Judith Cargbo.
The show is engineered by Brett Morris, who also plays Doug.
Carlo was played by Giovanni. The Neighborhood Listen is an Earwolf production.